Let's go to Louise Story now, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. So this is an interesting concept that we're hearing. It's been a year since the government bailed out the financial industry. The financial industry is now recording profits. They're giving big bonuses to their employees again. And now there's these little rumors going around Capitol Hill that maybe we can scrape off some of those profits that the financial industry is taking and pay for health care. How does this work?
It sounds crazy, right?
Right.
Good morning. It sounds crazy, but when you look at how this idea evolved, it doesn't sound so crazy. So first, about a year ago, there was a provision put in the bailout that said we've got to tax financial transactions on these banks to repay any bailout money that was lost.
Right.
So that's how the idea started. Then, you know, the way ideas change is, you know, they change in small increments until they become wildly different. And so then it became, well, let's tax banks for the new cost of regulation. Now some people have started saying, well, let's have the banks help pay for the stimulus. You know, they could build some bridges or schools. And some people are even saying, how about using money from banks to help pay for health care? So at this point, you know, Wall Street's not very popular. I don't know if you feel sorry for Wall Street. Most people don't feel sorry for Wall Street. So they're not going to have a very strong argument on the Hill telling lawmakers they shouldn't tax them.
Meaning that nobody wants to stand up and defend Goldman.
Oh, who can defend Wall Street? I mean, what happened to your 401k last year, right? It got totally slaughtered. And so taxing Wall Street's not going to be unpopular. The strongest argument against it's going to be that people might take their business abroad. So some Republicans are saying, whoa, be careful. We don't want people to take their financial transactions abroad. And a tax, you know, maybe could do that.
So this plan originally came out of some unions like the AFL-CIO and the Economic Policy Institute. Are people treating this like some harebrained scheme coming from the far left?
Well, it is more the far left that's saying we should use money from the banks for these alternative things, such as stimulus spending or health care. But again, the idea of taxing Wall Street more started right in the mainstream a year ago with the bailout. It's just that when that idea started, it was the money would be used only to pay for regulation or to make up the cost of the bailout.
So yes. Yes or no, Louise, could this happen?
It could happen. It could happen.
Okay.
Do you feel sorry for Wall Street?
It could happen.
Finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. Thanks, Louise.